Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You okay? I love that every time we first press record, we're like,
I know, man. Got some gnarly phlegm. I didn't take my Zyrtec.
Huge mistake.
Big mistake.
Big.
I love it. Huge. That. I'm always like so worried I have a camel toe.
You know,
I can't help but sit
maybe
like
if
this.
If you were wearing some Ence leggings, you'd have no
I
toe.
I know, you're right.
Just kidding, as I'm not wearing them either.
I'm just going to start wearing like a little maxi pad in my front of my pants. All right.
That's probably the only reason I wear, hang on. Oh yeah. the only reason I wear underwear in my pants.
So you don't get a camel toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, and so you don't like slime the inside of your pants.
Yeah. Just like a snail.
Like you just
in there. John's like, what the crap?
I know.
You ladies know what I'm talking about. Some of you men might know if you have
I
a lady. Also,
if you've ever looked at a woman's underwear chamois, you know.
Oh, you know. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
sorry.
Wow. You know
My
what? She's
ringing.
Not. Just turn the sound off.
I know that I did.
That's a good sound. That's a good ringer, though.
I know.
Ba-da-ding, da-da-ding. You still have a ring back tone?
Yes, I know. We've talked about this and you're just trying to shame me.
No, I like it.
I know. I have that and I'm still at sbcglobal.net.
Yeah.
So I think I'm the only person that doesn't actually like have a Gmail.
You're the only millennial without a Gmail.
Right. I got a good snort. Okay.
You guys.
Hey, so welcome back, guys.
Yeah, I just got home last night.
I know. Welcome back, Brooke.
Yeah.
Like late last night.
Yeah, I went to Mexico and then to DC and then came home.
Yeah.
And
you had a, I mean, you don't look that tan.
I'm not.
I felt like you would be tanner.
Honestly, so did I.
You're like, now that I think about it.
You know what's really? I definitely got a little bit more of a tan, like up in my upper body. No, but I mean, my legs have are like kind of like white. A nice.
No, you never really get that white. Like I get white.
My legs are pretty white. Also, I look like I have chicken pox.
Oh yeah, you got eaten alive, huh?
Yeah, mosquitoes really like me.
Yeah.
You know what someone told me? You can try doing
what?
Like leading up to a trip.
Yeah.
Where there might be mosquitoes, so you could do like camping, Mexico. Literally, right. If I go anywhere,
right?
Is you start taking garlic.
Oh, because they don't like your blood?
I guess. Like you just start supplementing garlic and, you know, you might stink.
Yeah, I don't know if that's worth it.
I don't know, man. I was just like way
spray.
Itchy.
Did you use bug spray?
Yeah.
And it still didn't work.
Do you think that bug spray also has like a time limit where you need to reapply?
Yeah, you probably have to reapply. Yeah.
I mean, I think so. I feel like I definitely reapplied a lot. But they always,
you could have like after it was
committed,
too late,
man. There's just, you know, I attract really committed mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Really
tenacious little suckers. Literally tenacious.
Literally suckers.
So how was your trip? Tell everybody what you went down there for.
I went to go be a part of, Emily Abbott has a fitness retreat she's been putting on. I think this was maybe her third time doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't been before. She called me pretty last minute. I think I told you guys a little bit to come down and be a part of it. And I was like, why not?
Well, yeah, it's Mexico.
And so many people.
So many.
Oh, Helen knows the owner. Oh, you do. It's just whenever I travel without you, everyone's like, what the crap?
I love that.
Where's
so
Gina?
Sweet.
I'm like, I know.
I know. One sometimes day. I have to stay home.
If I'm learning anything, I'll be more successful. If I take you with me.
That's not true.
It's a little true.
I'm sweet of you to say.
I'm all right by myself, but I'm way better when I'm with you.
Well, same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went to Mexico, flew into Puerto Vallarta. We were staying in Chicala.
Chicago.
Shish kebab. Shawshank Redemption. Chicago.
So you're in Chicago.
And we were in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah,
and
awesome
so
video.
Fucking humid.
Oh, really?
Like 100% humidity. I wanted
so
to shave my
time.
Head. My hair did not dry. I know, and part of the problem is because most of my hair is not mine. it didn't dry one time.
Well, remember when we were in Barcelona? I wanted to shave my head.
Oh yeah,
it was the same thing. It was like it's just sticking to you, and it doesn't feel right.
And it like
it's annoying.
It's just. Frizzy.
Yeah, it's frizzy, stuck. Yeah,
but I really just
saw it through. You saw it through.
Wore a headband.
Yeah.
Ponytail.
Nice.
And had to really embrace being wet all the time.
Stupid.
Yeah, but it was incredible. I hadn't seen some of my closest friends, Emily, Jen, Sam Dancer, and it was me, Jen and Sam Dancer, and Emily, and a bunch of people that came out, and it was a wonderful retreat. It was beautiful scenery, and we went hiking. We did beach workouts. We did like some morning sessions, and I did a sweat lodge.
Oh, Devin was kind of telling me about this, your assistant. Yeah.
It was on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was really cool. It was when I travel, especially if I'm going to places I've never been and international. Mm-hmm. I love to experience everything.
Sure.
And a lot of time, and
do like
people,
a lot of the local
and people
stuff.
That came too, you know, it's like you do things you never would have done before.
Right.
And everyone really enjoyed it. I met wonderful people, and everyone left feeling filled up, energized.
Very cool.
You know, and new friends. So it was really
great. How long did you just sit in there?
We were in there for an hour.
Ooh.
But here's how it went. And I've heard different ways of people doing it. Was really cool. The shaman that did it, they had worked with him before, but it was at a new location. Him and his wife, they were so gracious and wonderful, and had their little girl. She was, how old was she? Just like maybe
a toddler?
Like maybe a year old.
Oh, wow. Little. Okay.
So little. Mm-hmm. And they are on this farm. They run the organic, it's an organic farm.
Uh-huh.
So they run that, and then they have the sweat lodge there. And one thing that he kind of communicated to everyone that was there was like, it's their culture, right? So respect the culture.
Sure.
they did, people that were going in, he let them know, you know, if you think you might need to get out or you can't really handle it the whole time, they just sat closer to the door. It's a dirt floor. And I'm not going to like really try and be specific on explaining it just because it was my first time and I don't want to explain it wrong. But they did have a bunch of lava rocks that they had been like preparing for this ceremony and just heating them up. And basically we all go in the sweat lodge and you're sitting down, dirt floor. My first thought was like, oh man, I hope there's no bugs on here. I don't know if I can handle any more bug bites.
I was going to say, especially in that environment, like the really warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you go in, it's all dark. And the first session, so you're in there for about an hour and I think we did three times that they open the door.
Okay.
And they uncover like the door and they bring in more stones. So every time.
Oh, they're like reheating
it. It gets hotter.
Yeah.
But every session gets a little shorter.
Okay.
So it's almost like once you got through the first two, you can hang on for the rest of the time.
I don't know if I could.
But what made it a little bit easier for you to get into sort of like a very meditative state is the shaman's in there and he's singing.
Oh, okay.
And before every time we have a new session, he kind of explains what you are in a way like praying about.
Okay.
You know, which was very cool because all of us, besides a few people that had been there before, done it before, it was a full, like this whole new experience. And you were able to have it mean more.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the opportunity to really experience and understand other cultures and things like that. So the first time you're in there a little bit longer, once they close it, he's pouring water on the stones and it's just getting real hot. And as soon as he shut the thing, it goes lights out, blackout. And I'm sitting there.
Are you all in a separate one? Or are you in like one big hut?
We're all in one. It's like a big huge hut and you're in a circle.
Oh, okay.
So we're all sitting around this.
Okay, like you're not in like individual ones.
No, we're all in there together. But when it's dark, you can't see anyone next to you.
Right.
And there was a moment of, I wouldn't say fear because I wasn't scared.
Uh-huh.
But there was a moment in the beginning where he shuts it and it's heating up. And I started thinking like, oh, fuck, I might need to get out of here.
You know. I think I was
on the opposite side.
Oh.
I
couldn't even make it through a hot yoga.
Yes.
Like I'm like running for the door. So I don't think I could do it.
But you really just kind of get into a position that you can just breathe through the whole thing.
So it's like you're meditating.
It is a very meditative state.
Okay.
And a lot of people, like Jenix, we would talk every time he would open the door and we'd bring in more stones.
Oh, so you can talk to each other.
We would talk after and kind of share what you were experiencing basically. And something like that can definitely bring up a lot of like emotion and things you maybe have never felt before. And that happened with a few people in the group. Mm-hmm. And it was really, at the end of it, like relieving
for
people. It was a great experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it got hotter every time they'd open it, bring in more stones and it just get hotter and hotter and hotter. And, I would 100%. I would do it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And which would be cool. Like if we went, and we went to the same shaman, you were coming.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that this is like different for different, maybe different cultures too.
Okay.
Some people, like if you go in, you cannot go out because it kind of like messes up the whole
like
ceremony
the energy or something. And I understand that. And I think stuff like that is very cool. Like I would love to experience that. I would be very concerned about the heat.
Yeah, it was hot.
I mean, I'm already like hot flashing constantly. I can't imagine like being put in that environment and then having to like feel like I'm going to ruin a ceremony by trying to leave or something or passing out.
For me, because I got there Wednesday and then this was on Sunday. And I guess Emily said it was abnormally hot in Chicago at that time, like abnormally humid for that time of year. I had already been like really having to adjust myself to be able to handle the heat and like the constant sweat.
Mm-hmm.
My skin was great.
Oh, I know.
My hair was
so glowy. Bad hair.
Yeah, I was joking. I was like, when I get to DC, because I had my friend's wedding on Saturday, I'm like, I'm going to have to find someone to go do like a blowout.
Yeah.
And I was joking. I'm like, I'm going to go in there and be like, hey guys, please don't shame me while I'm here for my hair.
Don't judge
Wait
me.
Till I leave. And then you can laugh about how gross I am.
How ugly I am.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. I do recommend it if it's something that you guys have an opportunity to try and you're interested in anything like that at all. And if it's not for you, that's okay.
Yeah.
Did the sweat lodge and just made a lot of really cool new friends and was able to connect with people And like human connection is just so important. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't even really have to know what's going on in other people's lives. But if you can just be a positive force for them, and like that whole experience was very, it was like a breath of fresh air.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then I went to,
I know, then you went to DC.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm looking something up.
No, that's okay.
I am listening to you.
I got a lot of bug bites in Mexico.
Yeah, I can see some of them.
I was a little bit nervous. I mean, what I wore to the wedding was kind of like open on the back, mm-hmm. but it was a jumper. It was long sleeve, long pants. So I'm like, thank God it's long pants, because I literally looked like chicken pox on my legs. And I have PTSD with bug bites, with mosquito bites from France.
Oh, yeah. Well, you went on the horseback riding or something,
I have
right?
like scars on my ankles.
Or baby.
Yeah. You wouldn't have liked that part.
No.
I also, I got something else from Mexico.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
I'm still dealing with it.
Really? What is it?
You guys might know it as Montezuma. 100%. Oh, in fact, no. I want to like message people to be like, is your stomach okay?
Oh no.
And like I didn't drink the water. You know, we had someone who was cooking for us.
Right.
But I guess you can actually get, I mean, you can get sick from food too.
Sure.
It's not necessarily just like from the water.
Sure. Or even like, Nico one time, my ex, we went down to Cabo and he was so funny. Cause like he would always put the water in his mouth
when he was showering. Right?
Yeah. When he was showering, and like, I would be like, you don't want to do that. And he sure enough did it. And he was like, he literally would like come out to the pool for 2 seconds and he'd take like one sip of water and just be like, and then have to like run back to the room. Poor guy. And he's like shaved his head.
Yeah.
And he had burnt at the top of his head really bad the first day. So he couldn't be in the sun. He had like skin flapping off, like, because we were there for like a week and the kids were like, where's dad? I'm like, oh, he's shitting himself again in the room. But yes, so no, so it could be it from anything like that.
Yeah, well,
so how bad was it?
Here's where we get to, okay, so this episode
is about,
it's really a recap of my trip. Yeah. And also I have some very funny stories to share, very embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna share them with you guys.
Okay. I haven't heard them yet.
No, I saved these.
No, stories. I got one video from you while you were in DC going like you were like whispering into the camera. You're like, I have Montezuma's revenge. It's really bad. And then it was like, that was it. And I was like, okay.
I wasn't going to tell the story because there's actually, because I was in DC with people.
Right.
And you're the only person I've told this to, and my mom. And even when I was like telling my mom on the phone.
Well, now you're telling it to a lot of people.
I know. Someone walked up and I was like, I gotta finish telling you this later, mom. It gets way better. Okay, so here's a story. I hope this makes you laugh. My stomach, like, the last couple days when I was there was bothering me a little bit, but that's pretty normal for me. I have, like, a weird, sensitive
tummy.
Digestive system. And
like, good to know.
But I also deal with, like, I have an ovarian cyst. And I had just finished my cycle while I was there, my menstrual cycle. And I kind of thought the pain I was having one day, I think it was my cyst too, but it was also just, you know, Montezuma being like, I'm coming.
Wait, okay, you brought up your cyst. Are you supposed to get that removed?
Well, what they told me.
I just love how you're like, oh, it's just my cyst acting up. It's still in there.
It swells up.
Yeah.
Gross.
So maybe they're going to see if it's going to shrink or not.
My doctor said, basically, we're just keeping an eye on it.
Okay.
And like, if it continues to be a problem, then we'll have to remove it.
Right. So you are having it looked at.
Yes.
Okay. So back to
But here's what happened. I'm in DC. It great time. I'm at the person that I was with, he also got pretty sick, like worse than me. I'm not going to tell that story because it's not nice to share other people's stories. But here's my story. It hadn't really bothered me. And when I hear about Montezuma's Revenge, it's like that, like, you know, Nico coming down being like, hey guys, I'm ready to play. Oh, yeah. Just kidding. And then like squeezing your butt cheeks, running to
right,
your
not
hotel.
Being able to control yourself.
And it wasn't like that for me. Well, we were standing in line. We were going to the Museum of Natural History.
Uh-huh.
Oh God, I can't wait to tell this.
Oh, that's the one that's from the movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was awesome.
Okay.
And as we're standing in line to get inside, I really had to pee. Uh-huh. Like legitimately pee, not like pee out my butt.
Okay.
Which I'm getting there.
Yeah.
And I really had to pee. we all had to go to the bathroom. So we got inside. I went to the bathroom. And as I'm like going into the bathroom, I'm like, oh, I might need to poop.
Okay.
Okay. I'm like in the stall. It's one of those moments when you're in the stall. This is probably more for girls than guys, unless guys have to shit. Is like, you know, you have the door shut. You're trying to get all your shit off of you. And it's cold. I have like my jacket. And you're trying to like get the toilet paper, the toilet seat cover. You're right. trying to put it right. down as fast
right.
as you can.
Right.
I like didn't fart or anything like that. But right before I could sit on the toilet, something came out of me.
What, like a, like a noise? Like a,
no, but it was just like a,
oh, like a,
oh fuck, I'm gonna say it.
Okay.
Like a squirt.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
And I like,
not good.
I'm wearing leggings. I like pull my pants down and I sit down and there is a little bit of like very.
You sharted.
I sharted.
Yeah.
In my pants. And I'm like, I'm in the stall. There's like people waiting for me out in the museum. And I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? And it's like this big bathroom with like all like lots of people in there. We're at a museum.
Yeah.
And so I just start frantically. I go to the bathroom. That was the first time Montezuma showed up. Okay. And I was like, oh great. You know, I thought I had like, maybe like my stomach was a little bit upset from
the trip.
You
thought you dodged it.
I thought I dodged
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I didn't.
No. It was like, you know, a delayed reaction. Yeah.
And so then I'm frantically like, I have to clean my pants.
Oh, wait. So are, like the whole time are you like trying to like hide your feet so people, because I think about that sometimes, like when I'm in a stall.
Like pick your feet
like
up?
I'll like pick my feet up because I don't want to like go back out like into a restaurant where everyone's like, oh, those are the shoes.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
No.
Okay. So you just, yeah.
I just am like frantically like, getting paper, toilet paper and trying to like wipe my pants out. And it wasn't like a huge mess.
I love how you're like looking at John and you're like trying to convince yourself.
It was gross. And
like, don't be grossed out by me because it wasn't a lot.
You know what though? Yeah. I pooped a little in my pants. Not on purpose. And honestly, I was kind of upset because there was no warning. That was the Montezuma.
Right.
It was like, I have to pee. And it was like, oh no, I got to shit.
Oh my God.
So it gets better. So I clean up or whatever. And I even get out of the stall.
Uh-huh.
Get like paper, toilet paper or paper towel. Try to like get water and soap
right.
to like clean my pants.
Go back
because,
and clean it up.
Because I have a really great nose and I know, have you ever been somewhere where you're like, it smells like someone definitely pooped their pants. Yes. I was that person. It legitimately did a little. And so I'm trying to clean it up and I have to go out and like walk around.
Yeah.
And as I'm with the group, I'm like trying to keep my distance. You know, like every time we're looking at something.
You keep thinking you smell?
Well, and I have like my jacket on and I pull my shirt down. I'm like, how can I not give anyone a whiff of if I smell like poop? Because occasionally I could smell myself. So for a while.
There's no way.
Listen,
thought you could.
No, Gina, it was, I definitely did. Okay? And a couple times it was like, I would move and I'd be like, it was like a big adjustment, like, oh, right. And like, turn the other way, go look at something else. And so then, you know, people have to go to the bathroom and go to the bathroom. It's like, oh yeah, I'll go too. And right. at this time, like you know, they knew like, oh, my stomach was a little upset. And I was like, I better try and go to the bathroom again. And I was like, I gotta fucking clean my pants. I don't know how I'm gonna do this. Here's what I did.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I had a jacket on.
Okay.
Like a big puffy.
Mm-hmm.
I go in the stall. No one's in there in the bathroom at this time. Like, it was kind of clearing out. So I took my jacket.
Yeah.
And I took it off my arms and I zipped it up around my waist and then took the arms
yeah, tied it
around. Uh-huh. Took my
made
pants
it, made a skirt.
Off. Took my pants off.
Okay.
And then snuck out of my stall, went to the sink, cleaned my pants. I mean, there wasn't anything in my pants anymore, but I used soap and water and cleaned them. So now my leggings are just super wet.
Right.
Okay. Go back in, put my pants on.
What now? What if somebody had walked in when you were doing that?
I mean, I saw myself in the mirror and I actually looked kind of stylish.
I know, washing your pants in the...
That would have been weird.
Yeah.
If they would have been like, if they'd been looking at me, I'd been like, yeah, I shit my pants.
sorry.
I've been in Mexico.
Yeah, this is better.
Everyone's like, wow, you know what I want to do? Shit. I want to go to Mexico.
Yeah, oh my God.
So I go back in, take my jacket off, and it was kind of hot in there, like when you're in the... So I just tied it around my waist. I'm like, how long will it take? I even tried to like dry my pants under the dryer for a little bit. Wasn't working. I'm like, I wonder how long this will take before my pants are dry. And
are people wondering where you're at?
No.
Oh, okay.
And it worked.
Oh.
I didn't smell poop anymore. But now I just had a wet butt that I had to like, you know.
Right.
Like getting into the Uber. Like don't want to like stand up and then leave like a wet spot on the seat.
Were they like dark pants? Could you see it?
They were like green leggings.
Okay.
So.
You could see it.
You could probably see it.
Yeah.
And so I... No one knew until now. Now everyone
now everybody knows.
But it worked. I didn't smell poop anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of funny. I had to go take my pants off in the museum and to clean
pretty
my pants. Like I was just, I got to fix something. Yeah. Like, I don't really want to tell anyone like I actually pooped in my pants.
Well, that's not something you want to tell somebody.
But then I definitely wanted to tell you. So I did send you video messages of me explaining the story.
Did. I didn't want to ruin the story. It was a good story.
But yeah. I pooped my pants.
I've actually had to do the same thing, but mine was a period issue where I bled through and I was, it was out Disneyland and I was in the stall and I was sneaking out and washing my shorts and running back in when somebody would come in. So it was like a game of like cat and mouse, like you like wait for him to come in and then you're like, okay, they left. And then you like jet out, wash.
Yeah.
And then I'd hear someone coming, run back in. Lock myself in. I was in there forever.
Well, like, you know, they knew that like my stomach was probably like upset. So like there's the question of like, you okay? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm good.
You probably had something leaking out the whole time. It's like, you just have this certain smell about you.
But I did fix it. And then in the Uber ride back to the hotel, cause I just kept thinking like, I just got to change my pants. I just got to change my leggings. I had to like do the whole sit in the Uber where I'm like up on like one hip.
Yeah.
Like don't want to leave an imprint. I'm like, what? Just stamp.
Yeah.
Just a stamp on their seat. At least it was.
Well.
But yeah, when I went back out the first time, I probably seemed so weird because I wouldn't stand like too close to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
And like anytime I was like looking at something and like, you know, we'd all be looking at it together. I'm like, oh yeah. And I'd turn and like stand in a weird way where like maybe my butt wasn't towards them.
You're like a little overly conscious about your smell.
Yeah, but
your
so that
smell.
Happened.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you guys should go to Mexico.
Of the course. No, I feel like that shit, I'm all that, no pun intended.
That shit
happens.
But do you remember, okay, so I came home from, this is where I'm like trying to figure out what it is, like Montezuma's Revenge or whatever.
Okay.
Because when I came home from the UK,
oh yeah, you had like a little
E. coli.
Yeah,
and there's things I'm experiencing now that are very similar to that.
Well, I think I don't know. You probably picked up something.
Yeah, and it's not that I'm like having to go like having like really messy bathroom experiences.
Thank you.
I'm John Spank. I'm like trying so hard to like not totally gross out the listeners.
I'm sure they're grossed out already.
But my stomach does this weird thing where it will feel, you know, when you're so hungry that you almost feel kind of sick. It's like that hunger pain.
I think you have a tapeworm.
Oh, wouldn't I be lucky? Jealous? No.
Have you ever seen those things? They're disgusting.
But like it does this thing where my stomach feels so empty that like I need to eat something.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll eat something.
And then you feel nauseous?
But then I feel sick.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's a tapeworm.
Oh, man.
Oh, you have to go get checked.
I know. I texted Devin. I was like, hey.
Yeah, was anybody else having issues?
Yeah, it hit her.
Oh, okay.
It hit her. And she goes, it had hit her one night. And she goes, how long is this going to last? And I was like, mine's still going. So I don't know.
Just one stomach flew away from my goal weight.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, if it keeps going, you're going to have to go to the doctor.
Yes, John?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Looking back, would it have been better to tell the group and then have it be a group effort to conceal your poop butt?
You know what? I think that probably would have been better.
I don't know if they could have heard John.
You guys, John,
his question was,
wouldn't it have been better
looking
if
back,
I just look at hindsight, 2020, would it have been better to tell the group and then have the group make an effort where we're all concealing my stinky butt?
I think it would depend on the people in your group, right?
You know what? I was a moment where I didn't have a lot of time to think and I was embarrassed.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
And I was like,
I mean, like, if it was just like the two of us, it would be fine. Yeah, but I think, but like, you know what I mean? Like you could tell each other that sort of thing. But I think it just depends on like the amount of people around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I definitely thought, I mean, I wasn't going to share this. And I thought to myself later, I was like, man, I have to share this story.
100% it has happened to our listeners.
Yeah.
John, has it ever happened to you? You've never had an uncontrollable poop. Oh man, lucky guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't say it's happened to me like a million
Gina,
times,
have you ever
but I've
pooped
your
pants?
We've already told this story. I'm not telling it again. I've shamed myself once. I'm not doing it. I'm going to let this be your time.
Okay.
Your turn.
But other than that, DC was fantastic.
Yeah.
I had never been there before.
And you did a interview.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to DC for my buddy. Chris was getting married. And since I was going,
right.
My publicist, they basically had some things were opportunities were there for me and I was already there. So it was convenient. I did an interview with Good Day DC. Ow, my foot's cramping.
Now you know how I feel.
Yeah. Good Day. Ow, it's still cramping. Good Day DC.
You need water.
Fox News. And oh, fuck.
Dude.
I don't know what's happening.
Your Montezuma's revenge is coming out your foot. It's making its way.
Starts at your toes. We don't have a lot of time. It's working its way up my body. Good Day DC.
Okay.
I was terrified. And so preparing for this and preparing for the whole trip, I had to pack for Mexico.
Right. You had to do the, I think you were talking about it on their last episode.
I had to pack for cold.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take stuff to wear at the wedding.
Right.
And then it was like, you're going to do this interview. So I was like, what do I wear for this interview? So I tried to get stuff put together for this interview. And then they called me the night before while I was there to kind of give me, you know, the address, the, you know, specifics. And they said, we want you to wear workout clothes. And I was like,
oh,
wait, what?
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Except for the fact that when I was going to Mexico, I packed workout clothes, but I didn't pack
put together outfits
for like workout clothes. So I had to run to the store to try and find some stuff. But I did that. It was amazing. They were all really great. We talked about Tag. We talked about Ultimate Tag.
Uh-huh.
The show that's coming out. We talked about,
I don't know if our listeners know about that.
No.
Well, I think we talked about you were doing something, but we didn't know when it was coming out. So why don't you tell them what you're doing?
A while back, last fall.
It was like a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I filmed a show called Ultimate Tag. It's coming out when is the Super Bowl? February?
Like usually February.
I think it's coming out around the Super Bowl.
Somewhere around there.
The hosts of the show are the Watt brothers and it's a fitness game show. It's based on like playground games.
Right.
Like Tag.
Okay.
And it's very extreme. If you guys followed me on Instagram, maybe at one point you saw a photo I posted of just my shins. I was bruised.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it was.
Cause you're a tagger.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm a tagger.
So people have to like get through like an obstacle course or like a thing. And then you have to go.
As a tagger, we just get in the way of the contestants.
Right.
So I'm not like racing for something.
You're not a contestant. Yeah. You're part of the show.
But that comes out. So we talked about that and that show is going to be on Fox. So
very cool.
With that, we talked a little bit about my career And then just gave some tips for exercises you can do at home when you're traveling.
Right.
It was a really cool experience. I had never done it before. And when we finished, they're like, you did so good. And I'm like, thank you.
I know. You're really nervous. I know.
Well, because it's live.
Yeah.
So it went all right.
I told you though, you're good in those situations.
And then
don't show your nervousness.
I was supposed to be going to New York right after for some interviews and podcasts and things. We kind of pushed a lot of those until the first of the year just because
traveling.
It just would have been too much to go from Mexico to DC to then go to New York and to pack for all that.
Right.
But I did do I had a photo shoot with the New York Times.
Mm-hmm. Very
and
cool.
When I was going to New York, it was for a New York Times interview.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that, I think, in January.
Okay.
But we did some photos while I was there.
Very cool.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you say? Because I wanted to bring up this little thing that we got in here.
Okay.
And you were saying that during your interview, it's really funny, like when people interview you, like the things that they'll say.
Yeah.
That are kind of like, they're like, they haven't really done their research or they don't really understand the sport.
Well, and I think they also in entertainment, they like to use words that will really grab people's attention.
Sure. Sure. And what was that?
Oh, CrossFit champion.
And then you said that you corrected them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also had to, I guess, accept that is a term that you can use for me because I did win my CrossFit regional in 2015.
Yeah.
And that is a CrossFit champion.
Absolutely.
But yeah, on like a big scale and a lot of people that don't understand, I guess, all of the format of our competitive season. And that was also too, like they didn't understand like what do you call the finals? Like, and it was like the games, like the world finals.
Right.
But you, what are you going to read?
So, okay. So we got this from our buddy Mark, and he sends us this. Wait, now I got to make sure I can find it.
Pop Sugar.
Yeah. So Pop Sugar, I didn't know what it was personally, but a bunch of people that I know knew what it was.
Yeah. And I've done an interview for them.
Yeah. So it's like a site an online site. How would you explain it? You explain it. It's like where they recommend things.
Yeah.
For their viewers.
Yeah.
And people can go on there and find all sorts of shit.
I mean, while you're finding that, I'm just going to pull up the website so I can really give a good description.
So we got this message saying, hey guys, congratulations. You have been featured on Pop Sugar. And I was like, I don't know what that is. So I go on there and I'm checking it out and it's pretty cool. Right. I mean, it's always nice to get more exposure and, you know, people that like it. And so I'm reading the write up on it and I'm dying because it says more of a fitness buff than this. Oh, sorry. I can't see with my glasses. Then this podcast might be for you. CrossFit athletes.
It's two of us.
Brooke Hansen, Gina Chantrullo are flipping the fitness world on its head, tackling all our biggest health questions. They're busting fads, serving up hot tips, and sharing their real experiences from the battlefield of life as pro sports competitors.
Did you guys know that Gina was a professional competitor?
It kills me. I was like, oh my God. I was telling Brooke, I was like, I don't think I've competed in anything since... I think Nico and I were on a co-ed softball league, like slow pitch. But then he pulled his hamstring or his groin and we couldn't play anymore. So, yeah, well, thanks for that. But no, it's just one.
I just pulled up a description of Pop Sugar for you guys. It's an American media and technology company that is the parent to the media property Pop Sugar. Oh, Pop Sugar Inc.
Okay.
It's the parent company.
Yeah.
The shopping platform, Shop Style. And a monthly subscription business, Pop Sugar must have. The company was founded in 2006, and it's like it's a pop culture blog,
right? Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. Like we were really excited.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Yeah. Oh, just wanted to share that.
There will be more to come.
Really funny.
DC, I saw all the monuments.
Is that your first time you'd gone?
Yeah.
Okay. I went there years ago, but I wouldn't really.
It was really
remember.
Cool. We walked around. Went and took a bunch of pictures. Mm-hmm. I was there for the wedding. So I got there at like 1 a.m. Thursday.
Yeah.
And went and did a bunch on Thursday. Friday, I had my interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to do some shopping. I didn't have shoes for the wedding.
Right.
And so I kind of planned like, oh, when I'm in D.C., I have a couple of days. I could go to the store and get some shoes or whatever. Did that. We had cocktail hour for before the wedding. It was on Saturday. So I had that I had to do. Saturday was, we did a workout in the morning with all of the groomsmen. I was the only girl there. It was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I was there for the groomsmen.
Sure.
For Chris, but we did the workout and then we had to get ready for the ceremony and then right into the reception. And then Sunday before I came home, went and saw like very quickly, went through a couple more museums, went to the Newseum.
Oh, okay.
Like for 30 minutes. I posted a picture on my Instagram. Of, they have a big piece, a chunk of the Berlin Wall.
Oh, very cool.
Which was really cool. Yeah. And I guess we really wanted to go there because I had heard, and that's Chris's favorite museum, and a lot of people love it. It's, but they're shutting it down.
Oh, no.
And I asked them when I was there, you know, they said they're shutting it down, but hopefully not indefinitely. They would just move to a different location.
Oh, okay.
So, but there's not, you know, they don't know when it would open back up. But sure. There's tons of like.
So you thought it might be your last.
It's everything
chance
about
to
the
see
news.
It.
I mean, there's all kinds of information in there and out in front of it.
Oh, I get it.
Gina's like, what is a museum?
Museum. I thought it was like everything new. News. I
outside
get it.
Of the okay. building,
yes.
They have on display from that day, newspapers from all over the place, like tons of them around the front of the building.
Oh, wow.
That someone goes in and puts in every single day. They're all like
every day?
Updated. Yeah.
Holy crap.
But tons of really cool stuff to see and read and learn about in there. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show. I also went to the Air and Space Museum.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was really cool. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a bummer, I guess, because they had a lot of parts of it shut down because I think they're doing a lot of work on the building. Mm-hmm. So, but where I was, which was fine.
Sounds like
me,
you were in a rush.
I only had like 40
I
minutes.
Say, I don't think you would have seen everything anyway.
And here's where I have another story.
Okay.
Sunday. Okay. Well, first of all, I booked my own flight. Everyone's okay. like, oh my God, you booked your own flight. Devin helps me book my flights a lot. And this one, I booked my flight, but because I was going, I went online to try and find the best deals for flights because I was going from San Francisco to Puerto Vallarta to DC and the back home. Right. It like pulled up all the different flights and then you have to go to the website separately.
Did you book it wrong? Okay.
Yes, I did.
What did you book?
Oh God. Okay. So I didn't even think about this. Well, there's two airports there.
Oh, you booked the wrong airport? Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Coming home.
So I had Maggie and I was like, why isn't she calling me at 8 o'clock? Because you said you were going to be in at 8. Mm-hmm. Is that why you got in an hour later?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, luckily they had a flight out of that airport.
So how much did you have to pay a ton of money?
No, because I already had.
Oh, okay.
Here's what happened. I had got tickets to come home.
Yeah.
In business class. It was a direct 6-hour flight. Actually, it wasn't even 6 hours, but when I booked it, it says 6 hours. And it was actually like 5.5 or something.
Okay.
5 hours, 15 minutes. And it was at the Dulles Airport. There's the Reagan Airport and the Dulles Airport. Okay. I went into Dulles because I just asked Chris, where do I fly into? That's the airport he said. And so I didn't even think, honestly, I booked a while back. I didn't even think that I would have been flying out of the Reagan. And you know when you like pull up, it gives you like the three letters or whatever of what airport you're at.
Yes.
Didn't even think about it. In fact, the night before I texted Devin, I was like, hey, will you just look and see cost-wise what it would be if I wanted to fly out of Reagan because it's closer than Dulles. And then she had texted me back and said, to fly out of Reagan, it's going to be like way more expensive. I was like, no, I'll leave it. So we rushed to the airport.
Okay.
We're checking in and they were having a hard time finding my flight information. And she goes, oh, your flight is actually out of the Reagan airport. And I was just like.
And it had been closer in the first place?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Dude, the flight was at 5:40. I was just like, oh, fuck. Okay.
So what? So you just ended up on the next
flight
they had?
I was like, well, do they have any other flights out of there? We'll just go a later flight. And they didn't have any more. They only had one out of the Reagan airport a day. So I was like, well, do you have a next one? And the flight they had out was at 6:30. I'm like, okay. And they didn't have any seats that I had paid for, business class. And they only had like, basically I ended up the last row.
Oh, in the last row.
In the last row.
And you
row.
Can't put the seat back.
And right? It was
like
really.
Up on the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's a little bit of space to put your seat back. But it was just so funny. It was like, oh man, I shit myself.
Screwed up your flight.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. well, you know, shitty seat. That's what happens.
That's what happens.
And I was just the whole flight back ended up not being that bad. Watched some movies. Ate
it could have been worse. You could have had, it could have been worse. You could have been like shitting yourself on the airplane.
Oh man.
So,
but just, you're okay. Just really funny. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to tell Gina the story. And because all I kept thinking too, well, not kept thinking, but like, it was just a very expensive mistake that I made. Ow, my foot.
Yeah, I can see your toes. They keep like coming back. Like,
don't look too close. I painted over my toes. They're pretty bad. Yeah, oh, but man. I had
well,
that
you made it home.
I had that happen where I get to the airport and they're like, wrong airport.
Oh my God. I was like, I'd be so upset.
But I was so happy that they had a flight.
Yeah.
It was only one more flight. And I kept thinking like, this was such an expensive mistake, but it could have been way worse.
It could have been way worse.
And
at least you got the receipts on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there were a couple seats. We got on it, got back, had,
dude. You know. So while you're gone, so I'm just going to tell everybody what I did.
Okay.
Devin, and I'll make this quick because we've been like rattling on. So Devin, Brooke's assistant, they went to Mexico. They ended up having to take Maggie. And so Maggie had been in Mexico for what, 6 days or something like that?
Yeah.
Or like a while. And so for those of you who don't know, Maggie is her puppy. Yes. And so she had a great time. So Devin, she gets in late Wednesday night. She's going to come drop Maggie to me on Thursday morning. So Devin comes over, she drops her off to me, and I'm looking at Mags and I'm like, whoa, Mags, you've had better days.
Yeah. You really became Mexico.
Right. She almost looks like she's got like 6 horns on her head, right? And she just
basically
smells.
All the hair on the top of her head. She's still like losing her puppy coat.
Yeah.
All the hair on the top of her head. And I had forgot her brush. Right. So I was using my hairbrush out there brushing her.
But she has all these mats.
It was just the whole thing was matted together.
Right. And Labradoodles, I don't know, for people who don't know, like with the real hair, like, you know, they don't shed. So they get these mats in their hair. So I'm like looking at her and I'm thinking, oh man. Okay. She stinks.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't smell that great. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, I'm not going to make her sleep in this little tiny crate like while she's staying with me, because I already know she's like missing her mom or whatever. She's going to sleep in bed with me. So I'm like, okay, I got to wash her. Like, she's gross. And I don't really, you know, groom dogs very often. So yeah. I call a groomer. I find
neither
one that's rated.
Clearly.
I call a groomer that's rated really well. Like, I'm just looking on Yelp because I couldn't remember who you use. Mm-hmm. And so I call them and I'm like, hey, you know, I've got this little Labradoodle puppy. Her head's pretty matted. Like, she's, you know, like got horns. And can I, you know, do you have any appointments? And they were just like, oh, well, if she's got mats, like we might have to shave her. And I'm thinking, oh, not on my watch. I'm not, you know, I'm not scheduling to have this dog shaved for her owner to come back and be like, what the fuck did you do to my dog?
And she's pretty ugly when she's wet. So if she was shaved.
So I was like, okay.
I mean, I always wanted a hairless cat.
I know you did. Well, she almost is. So I was like, oh no. Like, can you just wash her? Just wash her. And she goes, oh, well, you know, we can't do that when they have the mats, because if the water gets underneath, it's like a dreadlock and it'll create like a sore, or it can.
Yeah. I mean,
so I was like, okay, well, I don't want to do that. So I text you and I'm like, hey, you know, she's pretty gross. Blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, well, I have a special brush. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'll just like go down to Pet Pals. And cause I needed to get her a collar. I guess her halter was lost in Mexico. Yeah. She came back like a refugee.
She was a mess, but she loved it.
Oh shit. Just pulled my headphones out again. No, she definitely was a happy dog. So I go down to Pet Pals. I get like this little detangling thing for small dogs. And anyway, go home. And I'm like, oh, you know, just going to brush Maggie's head. So she's like asleep in my lap. You know, I'm like brushing it really lightly. And, you know, you hit like a little thing here and there and kind of brushing on it. And then, you know, she just kind of had like this matted area that was like back behind it. So I'm just kind of brushing in front of it. And you know me, like my eyesight's not very good. And it's like, you know, middle of the day, I don't really have the lights on. And I'm like watching TV and she's just still asleep. And I look down and I'm like, I literally went like every nerve ending in my body. Like I felt like I was like, oh my God, there's so much hair missing on this dog. And I'm losing it. I mean, like, I texted our friend Daniel. I was like, I'm freaking out. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I swear to God, like Maggie's hair is just coming out. And so like, I didn't even touch the mats after that. I was like, it's literally like she had this like line on her head of just mats stuck back. And then this bald spot. And then like her new hair coming out the front. I mean, I'm Googling like, does this dog have fungus? Does it have bacteria? Like, you know, I was Googling my Labradoodle is bald. All this shit's coming up and I'm just like freaking out because there's nothing worse. I mean, like, I know that it's not, you know, and then I'm like looking at her scalp, like, was I hurting her? Like, how is she asleep on my lap? Like, what is going on? And so, yes. Anyway, so I waited to tell you, this was on Thursday and I was like, well, fuck this. Like, I am not touching her head. I just washed her body, you know, like, and then was just hoping like, this is just a bad dream. I didn't sleep all Thursday night. Cause I was like, how am I going to tell Brooke that I basically scalped her dog. And I knew that you had that interview on Friday. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to wait. I don't want to stress her out. Like, I don't know like where she's at, like how she's feeling. So I'm just going to wait. And then, yeah, it was like the next day. And like, we were talking about like how the interview go. Oh, it went really well. And I was like, okay, by the way,
Maggie has no hair. By the way, balding. Maggie is a dog version of George Costanza.
She is. I was so horrified. No, you were super sweet about it. But I was just, it's so funny. Cause like, I would take her to the gym and stuff and everyone's like, what happened to her head? And I'm like, oh God. You know, I was like brushing her and I was like telling the whole story. And every single person was like, oh man, I'm glad that wasn't on my watch. Glad that wasn't me. And I was like, yeah, but it was me and I feel terrible. But no, she's looking better. She just has some hair to grow back.
Yeah. We think
it was her puppy hair. Like,
I actually messaged the breeder.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And I just mentioned, I was like, hey, because.
Girl, did my best friend just totally rip knots out of my dog's head is this like normal?
Different, you know.
Yeah,
they're gonna like their hair transitions,
right?
Riggs never really had like
his hair was thicker though.
Yeah, way thicker. Yeah. But also like different breed.
Sure.
And she said, she goes, yes, you know, that does happen. And she mentioned like one of her puppies that she has right now looks really straggly.
Right. I know. I was like, Mags, are you sure you're not a terrier?
Yeah.
It's just like,
well, honestly, if you look at her hair, in certain spots, it's
thin.
It's like different.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the breeder just kind of said like it just does take time for their new hair to come in and the adult coat to come in. And, she's an ugly duckling right now. And she's going to turn into a swan.
She's no, so but
I worked.
Cute.
I worked on her this morning. I was just like combing out. I had her on my lap and I was like talking to her. I'm like, I have to do this. I know. This has to happen. But yeah, she's doing better. She's sleeping.
She looks a lot better.
She still has enough like hair on her head.
Yeah, John, close in on her bald spot.
If you don't.
It's horrifying.
If you don't get, you see that?
She's like, stop
her hair, her head looks like that moment where, like with a guy who's like balding, but like really keeps trying to have hair.
Of course, like a comb over.
Yeah.
We're going to give her a comb over or like a
I want to make her a toupee.
I know. You were so sweet about it. I was like so stressed out and you're like, well, we'll just have to get Maggie a hat. I was like, okay. Oh man.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to keep working on the mats and then I'll take her into the groomer.
Yeah.
And
way better. Yeah. She had these giant chunky ones.
Yeah, and even the breeder had said like it might be good just keep her hair super short right now until
it all grows
like
in.
Her adult coat really is in. So, when we go in, she's so cute. When we go in, I'm just going to have them not like shave her, but cut it down to just be really short.
Yeah. Trimmer. Yeah. You need a trim.
The puppy coat's like,
it's fine.
It's almost like wool. It's like soft and it gets matted super easy. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was noticing at the bottom of every mat. It was like this weird white fuzz like across the bottom of it. And I was like, I don't want to touch that.
I mean, there's definitely times with like even Riggs where he'd get mats where you can almost grab the mat and just like pull it out.
No, they were not like that.
Yeah.
They were like thick, like this, this long, like at the base of her skull.
Dog Marley.
I was like,
Went to Mexico one time, came back Dog Marley.
Dog Marley for sure.
And I've heard that with like, you know, with dreadlocks, really all you can do is you got to shave your head. So we got to shave you, Max.
Oh man.
It's the only way to go to, you know, if you want to transition to having, you know, different hair.
Yeah. Well, so if any of our listeners have any stories about watching someone else's animal and having something terrible happen to it or someone's child. I mean, not like terrible, but just like, you know.
Or like maybe you're like watching a dog and like house sitting and like something bad happens.
Right.
Like when you were watching a dog one time and came home and the dog had gotten to what did it eat?
Oh my God. I watched this
gecko food.
It ate my daughter's gecko's food and shit and threw up all over my house.
Everywhere.
All over. And
it's like, a doodle. So it was probably, was it in his hair?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly, it was everywhere. And so then I put the dog outside, right? Cause I'm like, oh my God, now I got to clean up all this puke and shit and everything. So I'm like cleaning up everything. It's like on my couch, it's on my carpet, it's everywhere. And so then I let the dog back in, like everything's cleaned up. And that dumb dog had been digging outside and was covered in mud. You know, it was like,
and then just tracked mud
and just truck mat, truck mat,
truck
mat, tracked mud all over my house. Like ran upstairs, ran downstairs, like did like a full lap around my entire house.
Just had the zoomies.
And I was like, oh my God. And so then I put the dog back out, clean that up. I clean the dog. You know, I'm like trying to like, I've got like a bowl of water and was like putting its like paws in there.
Yeah.
And then the owners came and picked him up and they'd been at a wedding and they were kind of like hammered. And so they come and pick the dog up and I walk outside and I'm like, yeah, you know, dog got into some like food and all this stuff. And they were like, why is he so dirty? And I was like, you motherfuckers.
You're like, just
I will never wash this dog ever
your
again.
Dog.
Yeah.
And now I have to go back to cleaning my house.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, oh my God, never again. Never again. So yeah, I think that's it for me and animals.
If you guys have any stories to share with us, yes, email them. And also if you have any advice, I mean, I'm a seasoned pet owner, but sometimes people have, you know, you might have a really great idea for maybe a specific brush that works really well for you for brushing your dog, or
yeah, any tips.
Yeah.
We'd love some dog tips.
Guys, we'd really love some dog tips. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
I hope you laughed a little bit about me shitting my pants at the Museum of Natural History.
I'm going to get some enjoyment.
And yeah, we're still here. We got your emails. We're still here.
Oh, yeah. We have to go through those too.
And we will talk to you guys next week.
We will talk to you next week. Oh, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Five star rating, five star warning. And we'll see you guys soon.
Yeah. In case, I mean, you will hear from us, but happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. And wait, hold on. And also, new video up.
Oh, yeah.
On your YouTube.
Yes.
Under Brooke Entz, not Between the Reps.
Yes.
With our smoothies with some of our listeners sent in the recipe.
Yep.
And so that was fun.
Yeah.
If you guys want to go check it out.
Also, if you guys are watching this right now, we are going to start putting our Between the Reps YouTube videos up on my other channel, on the Brooke Entz channel.
Yes.
So make sure we're just going to, you know, we tried having like a channel separate for the podcast and we kind of just want to put it all in the same place. We're kind of going
get it all
back,
on one platform,
back to having it all on one platform. So you'll be receiving these videos on the Brooke Entz channel.
Yeah, so check it out, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
We gotta go to the gym.
I know.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps.
Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.